Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Dave Carlton joins us. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thanks, Sean. I'm over the lurgy completely, and I'll tell you what, I can't wait for midweek racing.
Beautiful, mate. No, I thought we'd have to get the screen out there for a while, the way you're coughing. I thought he's got kennel cough.
You don't want kennel cough, that is for sure. No trainers go near me. Well, I tell you, Coz, we're saying go the Blues as the New South Wales contingent of greyhounds heads north to Brisbane for our attack on the Queensland Winter Carnival. Charmaine Roberts and Shane Stiff, as Stiffy mentioned yesterday, have Dubbo Cup winner Caitlin Keeping in a third and fourth grade at Albion Park tomorrow night, race 5, box 6. And they also have the Miller Memorial winner Don't Mind Me from box 1 in race 3, which is a fifth grade. In race 6, a best 8, Ray Smith has Irinka Lizzie in box 1, while Little Digger for Ray has also drawn the red rug in race 7, which is a free-for-all over the staying journey of 710 metres. And we wish the New South Wales chasers and trainers all the best, Cozzy, ahead of Thursday week's State of Origin series. The final teams are expected to be announced this Friday.
Now, Peter Fenimore joins you.
Yes, indeed. We're heading across the Tasman to New Zealand, Sean. The prestigious Group 1 Duke of Edinburgh Silver Collar Heats are going to be contested this coming Sunday at Manukau in Auckland over the grueling 779 metres. And surely the Aussies must be in with a chance to claim the hat trick. Ring the Bell has won the last two Silver Collars. Pete, it's good morning in Australia. Good afternoon to you. There are two heats, races 10 and 11, at 1:36 and 1:54 Sydney time, respectively. Vander Gambo and Ebby Ripper are going to line up in heat number one. What are their chances?
Good afternoon, Dave. Hey, they'll be flat out to beat Dino Wiesman. Of course, the Brendan Wheeler trained stayer prepared by Craig Roberts in Christchurch. Dino Wiesman last Thursday night was absolutely sensational at the Addington Raceway. She shattered the Addington 732-metre track record. She clocked a flying 42.65, and it was a long-standing track record, stood since 2007, held by a greyhound by the name of Emulate for Ray Adcock, who, of course, trained Ring the Bell to win the collar last year, and that time was 43.07. Dinah Wiesman, she'll be jumping from the... Sorry,
don't three. Lost my place. Three box.
The three box there on Sunday afternoon. Now, she has not seen Manukau. Craig Roberts is bringing her up to trial her at the Auckland meeting at Manukau tomorrow evening. In terms of Ebby Ripper, well, we saw a classic clash between her and Rip and Sam last week at the Manawatu. Just a nose separating the pair over 720. She's cherry ripe, ready to go. And Vander Gambo for Jerry O'Keefe, it's been allocated the 5 trap for Sunday. Trialled at Manukau on Sunday, had his first look around Manukau, and he went pretty much okay. Jury was very satisfied with the trial.
Okay, thanks. But you're Vander Gambo in box 5, Ebby Ripper box 6 in the heat, so we wish Michael Eberrand all the best with Ebby. And, of course, James Vandermart, who's the owner of Vander Gambo. That greyhound finished second to the Sandown Cup champ Rajasthan at the Meadows last month. So we wish the two Aussie chases all the best. And of course, the one you mentioned, owned by Brendan Wheeler, Dinah Wiesman. So, Brendan, all the best to you out of box 3. Now, Peter, heat 2 of the Duke of Edinburgh Silver Collar at Group 1 level sees Rippin' Sam in box 2 and another James Vandermart bred dog, Billy's Bake, in box 4.
Yeah, Rip and Sam, we're really looking forward to watching the Northern debut for Rip and Sam, of course, the little brother to Tomato Tears. Now, Rip and Sam has trialled at Manukau, did so about 3 weeks ago for Angela Turnbull, drawn nicely in the 2 trap, does have 2 slow starters drawn either side of them. Rip and Sam, of course, he won that that staying Paul wrestle against Ebby Ripper by the nose margin last week. So Rip and Sam, he's cherry right to go into the second heat. Billy's Bake, again, jury trial Billy's Bake at Manukau last Sunday afternoon. And again, he was satisfied with the trial. another former Australian, well, obviously owned over there still by Stuart Dickinson, is Corborn Taylor. She finished third behind Rip and Sam and Ebby Ripper in that Manor 2 race. And 6 weeks ago, she won a Group 1 at the Hattrick over 755. Again, a very competitive heat.
Well, Pete, we're really looking forward to watching all the action on Sky Racing this coming Sunday. Heat 1 of the Silver Collar, 136, and Heat 2 at 154. We'll check in with you next week. And as we always say, Pete, go the Aussies.
Oh, come on. The Bledisloe Cup's not far away now, Dave.
Oh, don't bring that up, please. We haven't won it since, I think, the Boer War.
Yeah, that'd be about right. Yep.
But thanks, as always, Pete. And we look forward to following all your selections on the TAB website in relation to North Island Kiwi Racing.
Cheers, Dave. Thanks, mate.
There's Pete Fenimore from across the ditch, Sean.
Who always has to bring up that Bledisloe Cup, don't they?
Oh, he rubs it in.
Yeah. Now, the Gold Muzzle Auction, there's a trainers and owners seminar next month at that as well, is there?
Yeah, there is, Sean. Trainer Jason McKay and breeding expert David Brash are going to be the guest speakers at the inaugural auction at Richmond Racetrack on Sunday, June 23. I'm going to be hosting the seminar from 11:30 to 12:30, and it will feature a Q&A session for those in attendance. So if you want to ask Jason or David a question, you will get the opportunity. The 116 pups will be available for viewing from 10:30 a.m. on the Sunday, followed by the seminar with the auction itself to begin undercover at 1 p.m. in the old betting ring there. Now, the catalogue will be available online from tomorrow, and right now on the website, four new lots are being featured. Go Wild Teddy from Rip and Sal, Aston DB out of Not So Sweet, Ritza Lenny from Champness Gal, and Bessie Boo out of Make Donia. So those four lots are now on the website. You can go to goldmuzzleauctions.com.au, Cos.
All right, you got a winner for us today?
Well, let's hope so. We were a bit out of sorts yesterday, so hopefully we can jump back on. There are three New South Wales meetings today, commencing with Richmond at 3:11 this afternoon. Now, the best bet there, and I'm sure the Roosters and the Blues fans will be on board, Race 10, number 3, Latrell to Excel. Race 10, number 3, the best value. Race 3, number 3, Charl Missile. Race 3, number 3 at Richmond. Gunnedah, g'day to everyone in the Northwest. They race from 3:47 this afternoon. And indeed, Bobby Petsky, who's still recovering from his illness. But Bob, a very, very good morning to you.
The best bet. All the best,
yeah,
Bob.
Absolutely. He's a great guy, Bobby Petsky. And the whole family and his mate Tex look after him. Now, the best bet at Gunnedah, race 4, number 1, Sunshine Ruby. Race 4, number 1. The value bet, race 7, number 2, Sketchy Cohesion. Race 7, number 2. And, of course, racing in town tonight at Wentworth Park from 7:05. The best bet at Wenty, race 7, number 1, Pandemonium. Race 7, number 1. The best value comes up in race 3. It's number 7, Knockout Hero. Race 3, number 7. For all the tips, including the quaddies, all the form, all the news, everything you need to know in New South Wales, Cos, you go to thedogs.com.au. And that's it for another Going Greyhounds.